Hey guys, it's Drew, letting you know that Tom and Chi is proud to sponsor the Court of Nerds and Grand Rapids Comic Con. Stop by their setup in the main hall for $4 grilled cheese classics with fresh tomatoes, mozzarella, and gooey cheddar. $4 barbecue and bacon grillers, and $4 GCDs, Tom and Chi's fantastic grilled cheese donut. Top it all off with the grilling joke, a Comic-Con special GCD with blueberry mascarpone, graham crackers, and pop rocks. Eat what's fun, Tom and Chi. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of Court of Nerds, the podcast brought to you by Grand Rapids Comic-Con and Tom and Chi in Granville. I'm Drew.
I'm John.
And our guest today is Mark Hodges, the Grand Poobah of Comic-Con. But before we get to Mark and his delightful dulcet tones, John has a bit of a rant he needs to go upon. John, let me send you on your way.
I don't want to rant right now. I think I want to do an article just basically on the Star Wars fans of today. And basically since Disney took over. But Ron Howard came out on Twitter today and announced the title for the Han Solo solo movie. And it's called Solo, A Star Wars Story. That's it. Not much to it. And, I mean, really, Drew, we talked about it for a quick hot second, and what else would you really call it?
Right, there are a couple of other things that you maybe could have thrown out there. I said, call it Scoundrel, call it Han.
But
you had a few options, but most of them,
without really giving anything in the movie away, if they're going to do a Kessel Run, anything like that, they can't call it Kessel Run. They can't it is a solo movie. Would you call a Kenobi movie Kenobi? Because I probably would. Would you call a Fett movie Fett? Or Boba Fett a Star Wars story? I mean Rogue One.
They might call it Mercenary a Star Wars story, but yeah.
Or Mandalorian a Star Wars story, something of that. I don't know.
But I think with Solo, the big thing they did was return it to the simplicity that they've had before. And John, I think the real big win here, when Howard announced it, he turned over that placard, and on it was the word Solo, in Star Wars font.
Oh, yeah.
Not in some militant type font. Star Wars font.
Yes. And I'm glad he took over. I mean, I think he really put the movie on a right direction. That's what Alden really needed. He's really not an improvisational actor. He reads a script. Here's your script. Do this. That's what he does best. So if Ron... And, I mean, we've all seen Ron's movies. It's not like he's some chump director, so...
Oh, he's some new punk bitch.
I mean, he's Opie. He's going to make some good movies.
Ope makes a good flick.
So, I mean, May, I'm excited for May. Let's see. I would hope that they don't push it back. I think Lucasfilm really wants a every 6 months type of Star Wars deal going on to just enough to get it out of your head and then, oh, wait, Star Wars.
Ooh, Star Wars.
Ooh, a Star War. So,
well, there
that's,
we go.
That's about it, yeah.
Look for the article from John on thecourtofnerds.com. Look for a man whose younger self may appear in the film Solo at Grand Rapids Comic Con this weekend, when Billy Dee Williams shall descend upon Grand Rapids in all of his cooler than the other side of the pillow glory. Get the full list of all the guests at grcomiccon.com. But who needs a website when you've got the man who makes the list in the studio? Mark, thanks so much, man.
Hi there.
Hi, buddy.
Yes, I'm here.
You okay?
I am tired.
Yeah.
It's last week, and, you know, there's a lot of weird stuff going on and all that kind of stuff and life.
Life. Life, my friend. But this is Comic-Con week. This is the build-up to what you work a full year for.
Yeah. You say that.
And it just seems like... We've got a good one on our hands this year. Let's talk about some of the extracurriculars first, because I actually was able to meet some of the guys that will be playing in Saturday night's punk rock show that are in The Scants. Nice guys.
Yes. We want to start doing more concerts and more after-hours stuff, but we have to sort of play with it a little first. We did the pop thing last year with... a bunch of bands that was more pop and alternative and indie rock, that kind of thing. And was not very well attended, didn't fit real well, and just was not what we wanted to do. So I paid attention to, and this is going to sound dumb, this is sort of a market research kind of thing. I paid attention to T-shirts at other shows, not necessarily concerts and that kind of thing, but when someone wears a music shirt, what they're wearing. I paid attention to it. And if you look around, you see an awful lot of punk rock and heavy metal. And all different kinds of punk rock and all different kinds of heavy metal. It wasn't all death metal or old school punk or anything of that nature. It's just sort of all over the map. And so I thought, well, you know, and you look at other cons and what they do musically, and I've seen virtually none of them do this kind of genre. I mean, virtually none of them. So I thought to myself, well, why not? I mean, why not?
Right.
You know, it's a Saturday show after event. It's free. We are not worried about the money end of it. And, you know, we'll see how it goes. We'll see what the fan base thinks, and we'll see where it goes with that. So, I mean, I've seen free shows at shows where literally there's only like six people in there, and because nobody cares about the music group. And yeah. So we thought we'd do this and do a bunch of loud, obnoxious groups. Because we're loud and obnoxious. And, well, that's good. Punk rock's supposed to be loud and obnoxious.
That's
part of the appeal. And, you know, and we're going to see how it goes. But so far, it looks like it'll go well. There's already more people on the Facebook page that say they're going to attend than people who attended the last show.
Awesome.
And so we're thinking that we're going to do okay with it, and we'll see how it goes. And you know how Facebook is. I mean, you know, they'll say a certain amount of people are attending, but it's usually a heck of a lot more than that. Usually a lot more than that.
Yeah, right.
So we're, you know, pretty thrilled about it, and we'll see how it goes.
Right,
so,
the punk rock show is Saturday night. Yep. Kicks off at 7:30 in the Grand Gallery, Scant. A through C.
Scants play first, and then we have Desiring Dead Flesh, which is a band out of Bay City. They're the big traveling band. Then Shoebox, which unfortunately replaced Grave... Oh, I shouldn't say unfortunately. We're glad Shoebox is playing, but they replaced Grave Robber, who had a drummer quit literally like a week or so ago, so we put Shoebox in as a last-minute add-on. They're a local punk rock band. And The Crabs, which sort of is a legendary group in the area for the punk rock scene.
Very, very cool. Now, going on at the same time, in Monroe is going to be the dance.
Right, we're going to have a big dance. Colin Clive, who is the guitarist for Mustard Plug, for those of you who know your bands, is the DJ for that. So he's going to be, you know, spinning it from 8 at night to 1 in the morning. And that one has a fee with it, though, and you have to be 21 to go to it. It's $10 to get in or $20 if you are coming off the street. But if you have a ticket to the show on Saturday, it's only $10. And a percentage of that is going to Kitchen Sage, so it's going to a percentage of it's a charity thing. So
cool, very, very cool. So keep up with all the schedule stuff you guys need at grcomiccon.com/schedule. And trust me, you're going to need the schedule. It's one of those things that we tell people: if you're a con newbie, print off your schedule, circle what you're going to, and bring it with you, because Saturday is jam packed with great panels that you're not going to want to miss.
There's a ton of stuff going on this year.
Oh, and Friday's the same way.
Sunday's got a great panel list, too.
Sunday is really bringing it this year, Mark. I'm not going to lie to you. Family Day in the past has been a little slow. It's been a little bit super family-oriented, but now it's like, hey, you're a family who understands nerdery. Yep. You want to see Jim Cummings, Gates McFadden. You want to come and hear James Marshall speak or listen to the dulcet tones of Kevin Sorbo. Yeah. That's all Sunday.
That's just Sunday, yeah. And probably will be the strangest panel of the weekend is also Sunday. And that is the YouTube celebrity vegan black metal chef.
Yes.
Is going to be doing a cooking demo. You are going to want to see that, to believe it. And to show we have a sense of humor, we schedule that directly against Mr. Sorbo. So it's sort of a heaven versus hell kind of thing. So we have a sense of humor with that, because there's some people who are complaining about that. I don't know how many people caught that in the schedule, but that was very intentional. So.
Well, now you know.
Now you know. Now you know.
Now, and I want to point this out, because I don't know that I find it odd, because I don't know when a harp concert normally takes place, but the Harp Twins concert is actually 3:30 Saturday afternoon.
And Sunday at 3 o'clock.
And Sunday at 3 o'clock. Is this the normal time when harpists perform? I'm not aware.
Well, that's what they wanted, so that's what we did. And you know, and I've seen them at other shows, and they performed at various times and all that, but they're going to draw a real big crowd. You know, they're very well known on YouTube. I mean, they've got something like 70 million hits in their videos or something like that. I mean, it's a lot. And they're interesting to watch. I've seen them live before. They're very interesting to watch.
They're doing a panel early Saturday morning as well, right?
Yeah, that's basically a Q&A on how do they make all their videos. And if you ever watch their videos, you know that the costuming in them is borderline ridiculous because they have, you know, they're twins. They're very attractive, tall, blonde twins.
Right.
And they will do costuming ranging from the mild to a little provocative. And you know, and you know, just really, really neat. They do their sets really neat. They're not just performing on a green screen or anything. They actually, you know, perform all over the Midwest. And we think when they see the Amway lobby, they're probably going to want to do a video there. I mean, I can't imagine they won't want to because it's such a beautiful, that lobby, especially the old end of the lobby, the Pantland lobby. So, you know, so yeah, they're definitely different and unique. And you know, then you've also got Saturday, you got the Batman panel. So the Batman the Animated Series panel and the Godzilla guys.
Yeah.
On Billy Dee Williams is Saturday. Jim Steranko for you comic fans is Saturday. And Steve Geiger's panel, which is another well-known comic guest that we're having at the show. His panel is Saturday. Comfort and Adams panel is Saturday.
It's Saturday's a big day.
There's a lot going on. You're not going to be able to see everything, but that's intentional. We want you to have too much to do. And when people, you know, when we hear people complain about, and I don't hear it very often, but periodically I'll hear, you know, that show was a little slow, there's nothing to do. And I think, sit there and I think, and I go, really? Are you serious? Okay, people tell me they got to go 2-3 days just to, you know, be able to hit everything, especially if you're going to panel hop a lot, which I think people should, you know, I mean, you know, I think you find the time that, you know, you don't really like what's going on, and that's the time you go shopping. You know, if it's like, all right, you know, I'm not too hot on going to the comic panels, and the Batman panel doesn't start till noon, and I want to see that, so 10 to noon is when you shop.
Mm-hmm.
You go in, you do your buying, you get your buying done, and then you, you know, hit the panels at noon, so.
Yeah,
but whatever you want to do. I mean, you also could be a diehard comic guy, and you don't want to skip Steranko, and if you've ever seen Steranko on a panel, he is an interesting guy, at the least. He has a million stories, and he's funny. So he's very worth sitting in if you're even remotely interested in comic art, which pretty much everybody here probably is.
Right. Anyone listening to this podcast likely is. I mean, I can't say how anyone would look at this schedule and say they're not going to be able to find it. This schedule, honest to God, I look at it, it looks like Lollapalooza. But for comic book people, John, did you see this on Friday? There is a panel for lightsabers for every budget.
Oh.
So put that one down on your schedule.
There you go. Put that in the calendar. Yeah.
There's a big focus this year, Mark, and I don't know if this was intentional or not, but in a lot of the panel rooms, it's cosplay 101 into advanced cosplay.
Yes, there's a lot of it. Well, we have five national cosplay guests that are coming in, and a few of them are pretty well known. I mean, Night Mage is... If you see a list of top 15 cosplayers in the United States, he's always on it.
And if Night Mage isn't on it?
And one of the few guys that is on it. You know, it's mostly, of course, younger women. But generally, you know, he is an exception, and he makes that list all the time. He just was in a cosplay magazine. They did their October issue. They did a Hellboy shoot, and he's actually Hellboy in that shoot. And so he's in all the time. And Sweet Swear Sweet Cosplay, Candy Shannon, is... probably the premier fuller figured cosplayer in the country. And then you add in Super Case, who is, you know, hits the Wizard World circuit pretty extensively. So we got quite a few. And then you've got the other two are winners of major costume contests. I mean, Chaotic Neutral was the winner of the armor division at C2E2 this year. And Carmada, Christy Good, has won Best in Show at YumaCon twice in a row, and I think she also won at ASEN, which is the biggest anime show in the Midwest.
Wow.
So they know what they're doing. I mean, like with Carmada, she's literally written a book on it. So these guys all know what they're talking about with these kind of things. And we wanted to, you know, get as many panels and that kind of thing rolling as possible. And then, of course, you know, with the fan panels, there's always a couple. Like the lightsaber one's a fan panel. And then we also have Rob Miller, who was one of the finalists in Face Off at one point. And he's doing a, you know, armor fabrication panel. So, yeah, if you're in, and there is a separate schedule written for cosplayers specifically, if you look. There's a very, you know, if you look in the programming page, there's the one that's, you know, for just cosplayers, that if they want to just go and do all the cosplay panels, they can do that. So.
Very, very cool stuff. Yes. Yeah, if you're into fan panels, there's one on Saturday night at 7 o'clock. If people wanted to learn how to do a podcast, maybe start a blog. If that's something you're interested in, there's a panel at 7 o'clock on Saturday.
Yeah. Was it run by a bunch of bums.
A bunch of bums indeed.
It's like nine bums.
Nine bums that are all friends. There's a lot of bums involved.
Lots of bums.
No, yeah, for the first time ever, Court of Nerds will be doing a fan panel at Comic-Con Saturday night. We are in Overlook E through F if you guys want to come out and say hi. We're really excited about it. Emily is going to be heading things up because, let's be honest, if you chose John or I to head that up, no one's showing up.
No.
We're not attractive. We are not pleasing to look at. However, we put our best foot forward, and it's Emily's. Come out and see us. And Mark, I don't know if we've told you this or not. We're going to have to present you with one when we see you. We will be handing out 300 custom posters a day.
Oh, wow.
Custom made for Grand Rapids Comic-Con 2017 and Court of Nerds.
Oh, neato.
So they were designed by local artist Rob O'Neill. And we've had them printed up. And then for the first time, we will also have stickers available this year to hand out to people. So if you see us, score some free swag and be respectful of us and don't just throw it on the ground. We'd appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's nothing more annoying when you give people something and they look at it and just sort of chuck it and walk away. And you're like, you know, you at least give it back. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You don't want it. We want it. So
yeah, at least give it back. I mean, gee whiz.
John just bought a house. We could wallpaper with this.
Yeah.
Yes.
I could sign a bunch of them and give them out to people.
I've known more than one punker that their walls are decorated that way.
Yeah.
When I first started doing promotion, I used to work at the Ice Pick in Muskegon. That place was just covered in stickers and spray paint and all kinds of neat stuff.
That's the back of my minivan in high school.
Yes.
Back of my minivan now.
The Aluminum Falcon.
The Aluminum Falcon.
Yep. Now, Mark, I've always loved, one of the things that I've always enjoyed talking to you about is your vision for the future of Grand Rapids Comic-Con. And I know right now you're pretty focused on just getting through this weekend.
Yeah.
But I know you've already got thoughts in your head for next year, don't you?
Well, we've already got, we won't say who yet, but we've already got, oh my gosh, maybe we have booked already. Six? Seven? Already done?
Guys, this is why Mark is so great for this, by the way. I don't think like this. I don't think the way that you or Brittany or most of your staff think. And by the way, great write-up in Women's Lifestyle magazine, by the way. Phenomenal write-up on this.
And I found it interesting that we actually had several people and that posted around that criticized that article a lot because they feel that we're not practicing diversity because the staff is 2/3 women. Should be more men. I'm serious.
Can we not win?
No one can win. Come on.
I read that and I thought to myself, that was just, that floored me. I was sort of amazed that some people just think that way. And it wasn't just one guy, it was actually two. And one of them was a woman. One of them was a woman who actually complained that she thought that the show wasn't diverse enough because it had too many women. And
I find
that hard to believe myself. But, you know, you're not going to make everybody happy with this thing. You're just not going to. I came to that conclusion a long time ago. I found that sort of borderline ridiculous because, one of the reasons that people applauded the Wonder Woman film so much was because of its strong female heroine kind of thing, and there's not enough of that.
Right,
so,
a strong female director.
It was just a strong female film, and you have something like that with something like this, and some people see it as a, you know, thing to criticize, and I found that sort of amazing. And it wasn't, you know, I mean, if you get some, you know, some guy who's like the equivalent of somebody you'd expect at a frat house, I mean, that'd be one thing. I mean, that's like whatever. But you know, the female who complained sort of took me by big surprise. And she actually posted stuff on Twitter and all that, too, you know. I mean, it went
virtual. You guys are watching Twitter and Facebook all the time.
I watch Twitter and Facebook all the time. I found it sort of hard to believe that someone would criticize us for something like that. And to be honest, a few people commented on her thing, and they all basically said the same thing I just said as, really? You know, they're, you know, they have all this women leadership, and you're criticizing that? I mean, think about that for a second. But, you know, it is what it is. So, you know.
I mean, I've come to know that when women run things, it usually tends to go a lot smoother than when men run things.
You know, it depends on the woman. It depends on the guy. I mean, there's some guys that are meticulously organized, too. But we have a bunch of women that are working for this that are doing great work and happy with all of them. So very happy with all of them. So,
well, Mark, I don't want to take up too much of your time because I know that this week is insane for you. But we just want to say how grateful we've been for your support of Court of Nerds.
You're
welcome. Your baffling decision to continue to hire us to moderate panels. And your
glutton
general,
for punishment.
Your general willingness to come on here and talk with us anytime. Sure. By the way, our panel schedule is up at thecourtofnerds.com. You can get the full panel schedule at grcomiccon.com.
Right. And there's a big link on the front page that says programming schedule is here. Or if you want to just print the whole program, you can do that. But there will be 12,000 copies printed and available at the show. So if you don't want to waste your paper, you can always pick one of up and, you know, and take our paper.
There we go. Be sure you have your tickets in advance, especially if you're planning on being there on Saturday.
That is true.
I heard a rumor, Mark, you're already sold out of VIP tickets for the weekend.
VIP tickets are gone.
How are three-day passes?
I can't say that I've seen the number. We always order way too many because of the fact that there's always, you know, everyone pays at the door, or a lot of people pay at the door. So we, you know, always overdo the 3-day passes. And then what we do is on Friday, which we, you know, never sells out, but whatever 3-day passes are left over as of the end of Friday, we just turn them into Saturday and Sunday passes and throw them back into circulation, so to speak.
But you're saving a ton of money if you just get that 3-day pass up front. Be ready for
it. Well, Friday's basically free if you buy the 3-day pass.
And Friday is great this year.
I think so. I mean, there's some good panels this year on Friday, and I mean, you know, Julian Glover is Friday, and Kane Hodder is Friday. Adrian Barbeau is doing in a one-off panel outside of the Batman thing on Friday.
Weissman and
Bieniger. I think the one will probably be one of the panels to see at the show is and forgive me, I'm going to pronounce this wrong. Sonoe Nakajima, who was Haruho's his last second edition. That was Haruho's Nakajima's daughter. He was the one, the Godzilla actor who passed away.
Yeah,
and she wanted to do a panel to honor her father. And because, you know, Japanese culture, you know, it's you help finish the obligations of passed on relatives, or if they were your master in like a dojo or something, you know, and they pass on, then you know, you help them complete their obligations. And his daughter was really, really convinced that she needed to come to the show and finish this obligation. And we were the last U.S. show he had booked. So the odds of seeing this panel again are pretty low to zero. So if you're a Godzilla fan, you want to stick around Friday night.
This is something that could, in my opinion, could end up being really, really special.
I think it will be. I wish I could sit in it. But, you know, unfortunately, with being the guy who runs the circus, you don't get to watch the circus. It's just sort of the way it rolls.
I think I'm hosting the Adrian Barbeau panel right then, too. So I'll miss it as well. But, John, you got to sit in for me, okay?
I will.
Yeah, it should be incredible. It should be a great weekend. Grand Rapids Comic Con, it's not just fun for the Uber nerd. It's fun for the whole family.
Yeah.
Bring everyone.
Bring the kids. You know, it's a good show to bring them to because we eliminate a lot of the real naughty stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not completely, you know, tight about it, you know, but,
right.
you know, in terms of
how other people are going to dress. But
well, actually, we try to an extent. I mean, if they're wearing something that they, you know, if you can't wear it on the street, you can't wear it there. You know?
Yeah, true.
And, you know, and it doesn't happen very often, but, you know, you get the occasional person who will show up in just body paint or something and forgot to shave, and you know what I mean. And
that was one time, Mark, and you swore we'd never talk about it.
Yeah, well, it still haunts my brain.
I'm sorry.
All the Brillo pads I used to scrub it out, and it just won't go away.
But that's what I had to use to get the paint off of me.
Oh, man.
Oh, boy.
I'm so uncomfortable. I like when I can make John.
He's curled up in a ball in a
position. I am.
Position.
I'm just in the corner right now.
He's rocking back and forth.
Guys, listen, we've been telling you about
make
this.
Make it stop. Make it stop.
For 9 months, we've been telling you about this. So in theory, Comic-Con is like our baby. And on Friday, we will birth it into the world alongside
yes.
Mark.
Yes.
Did that also make you uncomfortable, John?
Yeah, no, I'm ready for that one.
You're good with that one? Hey, and listen, if you guys are looking for a little bit of added fun, the night before Comic-Con, John and I are going to go out for some grilled cheeses at Tom and Chi in Granville. If you guys want to stop out.
There you go.
Right around 6:45. If you want to say hey, you're welcome to join us for a grilled cheese and a donut. But
the grilled cheese donut. There you go.
Oh, it's so good. Mark is so
heart attack on a sandwich.
That's how I live at Comic-Con weekend, my friend.
Oh, yeah. They have their booth there. And, yeah, I've seen a lot of those things. So
yeah, and they will this year again, too. But until then, Mark, thank you again.
You're
we
welcome.
Appreciate it. I'm sure you and I are going to run into each other quite a bit. We've got a few more things to attend to. But until then, I'm Drew.
I'm John.
And we are your Court of Nerds.
Bye, kids.
Hi, I'm Andy Budnick. I am known as the King of the City. I am a comic artist here from Grand Rapids, and I am close personal friends, and maybe the original close personal friend, Court of Nerds.